US President Barack Obama says the costs to Russia will be raised if a diplomatic resolution of the conflict in Ukraine is not reached. Standing alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel after talks at the White House, both leaders agreed they hope peace talks this week succeed, saying they'd give Russia one further attempt. But President Obama says he's asked his advisers to consider all options, including providing defensive weapons to Kiev. North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
Yet again, Europe and the US are attempting a peace deal with Russia over the conflict in Ukraine. Yet again, sanctions are being threatened. President Obama says he hopes the costs to the Russians are already high enough that President Putin will want a diplomatic resolution.
If they are successful, it will be in part because of the extraordinary patience and effort of Chancellor Merkel and her team. If they are not, then we will continue to raise those costs. And we will not relent.
Chancellor Angela Merkel has openly opposed the provision of weapons to the Ukrainians, even what the Americans describe as lethal defensive weapons. But President Obama was clear, for him, it is still an option.
If, in fact, diplomacy fails, what I've asked my team to do is to look at all options. What other means can we put in place to change Mr. Putin's calculus? And the possibility of lethal defensive weapons is one of those options that's being examined.
President Obama described Russia's military as extraordinarily powerful and said the prospect of a military solution to the conflict was low. Chancellor Merkel says she couldn't live with herself if this latest diplomatic course wasn't attempted. She says European leaders have already tasked her with considering further sanctions. The German leader pointed to Iran as an example.
For a fairly long period of time, we have had sanctions in place there. People don't seem to question them. And I think they have been fairly successful if we look at the current state of affairs, what with the negotiations on the nuclear program. So I think, in parallel, I think it was a very good thing to put some cost on to the Russians through these sanctions that we agreed on, because we see also that Russia seems to be influenced by this.
President Obama also spoke about Iran, actually praising Russia for its support in the P5+1 talks and saying he hoped an agreement with Tehran would be worked out before the next deadline in March. But on Ukraine and the potential to supply American weapons, comparisons have been made to the problems in Syria. And on that, the president seemed very cognizant.
Can we be certain that any lethal aid that we provide Ukraine is used properly, doesn't fall into the wrong hands, does not lead to over-aggressive actions that can't be sustained by the Ukrainians? What kinds of reactions does it prompt, not simply from the separatists, but from the Russians? Those are all issues that have to be considered. The measure by which I make these decisions is it more likely to be effective than not? And you know, that is what our deliberations will be about.
Both Angela Merkel and Barack Obama have talked about the importance of a solid transatlantic relationship. In the US, congressional leaders say if the president does send weapons to Ukraine, it will be with their full backing. This is Michael Vincent in Washington for AM.